I am so sick of the cowardice, okay? I shouldn't even say it frustrates me. It just downright just makes me realize how much we have lost what it means to be a real man in society. The fact that I am a woman, okay, and I am the person that is saying this, okay? The fact that there are so many conservative commentators who pretend that they're so brave because they're talking about like what happened in the latest Trump thing, blah, blah. And then on the topic of pedophilia, their mom, okay? Like I should not be the only one calling out how many times Zionists defend pedophiles and criminals. This is not normal, okay? Why does Israel allow pedophiles from America to flee and receive protection from their state? Why are we, the country that's funding their bullshit, okay, not allowed to extradite our pedophiles? Okay, does anybody have an answer? I don't know, show hands. Anybody like, oh no, that's totally normal. It makes total sense. Like, can't even asking the question is anti-Semitic. Like, no, guys, there's like a problem here that we can't get our pedophiles back from a nation that we've given billions of dollars to. That doesn't make sense. Why would you want, as a small nation that is the size of New Jersey, okay, why would you want the pedophiles to flee there? Like, why would you want the pedophiles to be procreating? Unless the nation of Israel may have been established by some Frankists. And it's looking like Theodore Herzl's family was from the exact same area in Moravia and in Bohemia where the Frankist cult was founded. Crazy. Crazy when you get into his family that like maybe Theodor Herzl, who wrote in a book that he didn't care how many Jews had to die for him to get the state of Israel, like maybe he was not actually a Torah worshiping Jew. Like, I don't know. I'm just throwing out some ideas here. And by throwing out some ideas, I mean, I've read a ton of books and I've figured it out. Okay. I am just like so over the idea that Israel is our ally and friend. If another person says that stupid statement, I'm going to personally punch you in the face. I am. It's going to be me. That's a joke. Don't take this video off of Twitter. Wink. But like, I cannot stand the people that sound like bots, the spineless cowards. And I'm calling out all of you men. Everybody who has a check mark and also has a penis and has not said anything about Israel protecting pedophiles or has said the statement like, you know, our friend and ally, and but can't justify a statement. I'm talking specifically to you. So if you're sitting there wondering, you're like, hey, I have a check mark and I'm a guy, and I have a penis and I've never said, I'm talking to you. Yeah, it's definitely you. Like I'm talking directly to you, okay? So we've got this friend and ally and we're not allowed to ask questions about JFK's shooting. Or the USS Liberty. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Mossad there on the day that JFK was shot. The arguments that he was having in the days preceding with their prime minister. Still classified. Okay, we're never going to know what they were arguing about. And then Jacob Rubenstein shoots the guy who said he didn't shoot the guy. Do you have a question about that? You anti-Semite? Don't come at me. Don't even, like, I don't even want to hear questions. We're not allowed to ask about, even speak about the USS Liberty. The fact that, like, after October 7th, they jammed through a bill in Congress, okay? And they were like, we must have an October 7th day of remembrance in school. Kids must learn about this in school. And we can't get one for the USS Liberty. Okay, that means your nation is being held hostage by a foreign power. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So part of that Jacob Frank religion, the reason why they wanted to commit the act of pedophilia was because he believed that like if you were willing to commit that sin, you would do anything else. His theory was I'm going to like Jacob's ladder, bring you to the bottom, to the abyss, get you to do the most immoral things, only lift you back up. And it immediately creates camaraderie among the group of pedophiles because all of them have done this horrific thing. So basically they're like, in order to like become, get into this religion, you have to rape a child, okay? And so you have people that are willing to do that, okay? That are in this religion, a religion who the first Jewish Supreme Court justice, look this up, Louis Brandeis was a Frankist on his profile. He kept a photo of Jacob Frank's daughter. Like he was an open Frankist family that has made it to the Supreme Court. But I guess we can't ask any questions. He was also a Zionist. Every single time, these people that are committing crimes are also Zionists. And it would be cool if, like, I'd be in a different place, by the way, about this. Every religion has people that are corrupt and immoral, right? But we don't defend them. We don't expect them to be defended by the press. We don't have an entire ecosystem, and he believed in homosexuality and of and incest, all this stuff, who's protecting those people who are still, their descendants are still in positions of power. That is what makes this unique. So no, okay, I'm not gonna be like all of the other fake conservatives. Like, oh, I'm so brave, I'm talking about this issue. But on pedophilia, I'm just gonna be like, not my hill. If that's not your hill, we don't effing need you in this country. We don't need you in this country. Do you think it's normal, by the way, that basically every person who speaks about Israel has to basically say a statement that's like, I don't want to get killed? Like, literally, you start speaking about it, people are like, Candace, beef up your security. That's not fucking normal. Like, excuse my language, but like, that is not normal. Okay, it's not normal that people have to think about their security because, and by the way, so normal that then the way that you get comfortable with it is you're like, well, they shot JFK in an open car, so there's not, I mean, he's a sitting president. I mean, obviously, my security doesn't really matter. If they want me, they're gonna get me. That's not a normal thought process to have. We don't have that about any other country in the world except for the one that, took over ours, and that's the truth. Okay, we are an occupied nation, and if it's going to take women like having to speak up and say that to make permission, like to give permission to men to do the same, then I'm happy to be the first person. Okay. I just want to be clear. Anything happens to me, blame the Zionists. Like 1000% blame the Zionists. Like, let that be my parting words. Okay. The more you look into their little network of psychopaths, they all collude with each other. Just so you know, the Zionists on the right are the same as the Zionists on the left. And it should be an easy litmus test for you guys. Like, speak to any commentator. If they are not willing to condemn Israel, if they say they're our friend and ally, and you ask a question about their defense of pedophiles, about Louis Brandeis, about all of these Zionists, Anna Freud, the Sigmund Freud family, they have like a Tel Aviv University whole thing dedicated to them. If they're unwilling to say that, just don't support them. It's that easy. I'm not going to become the person. Like Andrew Tate said something that really stuck with me. He was just like, at the end of the day, they're just going to rape your kids last. Like, you're either going to be a person who dies on the hill for something that you believe in, or you're going to be the person that sits around and you do nothing until the snake wraps around you and squeezes out your family last. I mean, that's the truth. That's where we're at right now. And I'm like, I would rather die on the hill. Like, I just want to be able to pick the hill and die on it. And that hill for me is pedophilia. All of these homosexuals that are engaging in pedophilia, I mean, openly, France, I mean, what the heck is going on in this world right now? And this is what happens when good men do nothing. We have a bunch of good men. I know these people. I know these men. They do nothing, and they do it because they're scared. They're scared to lose their jobs. They don't do anything because they don't want to lose their jobs. They don't want to lose their security. And they think that by being a man and not saying, it's like to not say anything. And I just completely disagree with that. So, anyways, like I said, if I get killed, it's definitely a Zionist. I guess I'll open up the stage. I mean, some people are requesting. Does this work? Who's Matthew? Okay. I don't really know. Okay, here we go. Requests. There we are. Now I can see all of this. Do I just like pick someone to be a co-host?